collect yourself. And that's truly when these all start to make sense to me as I think about it. I put the pieces together into a logical order. And then they happen, and then I have to remember them. For that little bit of audio right there. That's really been never ending.
You've always been that way.
Why not audio?
No. The way he thinks. It's a joke. Oh. No, I'm proud of my kid, though, because he's weird.
Well, yeah.
You're like a party novelty parlor trick.
He belongs in...
You're one of those plastic pieces of fake barf you throw on the ground.
There you go.
Well, you know, that's gross. That's what you view me as. Parlor trick.
Yeah.
No, he belongs... Party he should be a professor in a college.
Huh. Don't.
No.
As what?
Only thing is he won't be chasing the little young, the
tarts?
Yeah, the tarts. Be though that kind of professor.
Tarts?
Yeah, you know how the professors always chase after the young students. You won't have to do any of that.
Well, I'm quite turned off by you know, the large amount of naivety.
Oh what?
You know when they're young and naive and it's just,
Young and naive, and how old is he again? He's 19.
You know, but I'm looking at it when I'm older. You know, what are they gonna know
that you care to know?
Yeah, they're.
It's like, well, there's nothing that you can do that I haven't done already. Or
all I can think of is that one movie.
So is this going to be like a cheap
Groundhog's Day?
No. The mirror has two faces when
yeah.
He says, I gave that young girl a copy of War and Peace and she thought it was something, but she didn't know what the book was. Because he always dated younger women and he was a professor at Columbia. And that I can
didn't
see.
I realize how... I thought about to listen to the presidential debate. I was like, so there's this guy, and it goes without saying, he's, you know, UTI person. This guy, he drives a lifted up Dodge with these hideous rims on it, and he blows his diesel smoke all over the white car behind him with his big Cummins sticker on the back. I was like, you know,
you're a douchebag.
Well, besides that, it's like, what is that guy gonna really... I hate to say amount to, but the more I think about it, you listen to these presidential debates and Generation X and the baby boomers, they've made their fair share of mistakes, and you can hear them, they say, well, we're trying to fix it because we don't want to burden the younger generation with our problems. I'm thinking, my generation's not competent to deal with themselves. There's going to be no way that they're going to be able to take on the world when y'alls begin to pass and die away. And, you know, all senators and all of the celebritized political figures, they're older. And they start dying off, that's going to be it. My generation is not getting into politics. Now, I'm sure, you know, the argumentative nature of it and the fear of the complexities of it, that turns away people. I think, well, what's that guy going to do? He's going to blindly follow whatever rules there. He's going to pay whatever dues are thrown in front of him because that's all he can do. I think more and less people are getting involved as politics are becoming the new game. They're the new game changers out there. It's becoming more complicated, more union. Everything's together with internet and technology, the way it's all come together. Politics are the new head of it all. And the fact nobody in my generation really gives a crap is disheartening. Because then who's it going to be left to when the older people begin to die off?